This episode of the Ageless and Awesome podcast is sponsored by the Radiant Reset Hormone Detox Guide for Perimenopausal Women. As a woman in the modern world, our hormones are taking a battering. They're impacted by the food we eat, the toxins we're exposed to, such as when we eat out of plastic takeaway containers, or even worse, reheat food in them. Please don't do this. If you're handling FPOS receipts, filling the car with fuel, eating non-organic produce that hasn't been washed effectively, plus so much more things add to our toxic load every day. Even though our bodies are designed to effectively manage toxins, they haven't evolved as quickly as our toxic world has, unfortunately. So our body does need support. Symptoms such as stubborn weight gain, fatigue, disrupted periods, irritability, and gut health issues can be a sign that you'd benefit from a gentle detox. And that's why I developed the Radiant Reset Hormone Detox Guide for Perimenopausal Women. This free guide has an abundance of information to get you started on your very own DIY detox. And if you'd like to upgrade to VIP, it's only $47 for a limited time. I used to sell this program for $247. The upgrade gives you the recipes, including plenty of plant-based options, the meal planner, the shopping list template, the video workshop, and so much more. Click the link in the show notes to learn more now. Take care of your hormones. They are a critical part of your health as a woman. Hi, I'm Susie Garden, and this is the Ageless and Awesome podcast. I'm an age-defying naturopath and clinical nutritionist, and I'm here to bust myths around women's health and aging so that you can be ageless and awesome in your 40s, 50s, and beyond. The Ageless and Awesome podcast is dedicated to helping women through perimenopause and menopause with great health, a positive mindset, and outrageous confidence. Hit subscribe or follow now, and let's get started. Hello, gorgeous one, and welcome to Q&A Thursday with me, Susie. And I wanted to do a follow-up to Tuesday's podcast ep where I talked about this new study in relation to intermittent fasting and heart health. And one of the points I brought up was about weight loss with intermittent fasting. And I was a little bit kind of sketchy on the details, so I thought I would dredge up the study because I didn't actually like the way that that came across. And I just wanted to just confirm a few things about weight loss and intermittent fasting. So this study that I was referring to, I found it, and it was published in September 2020 in the Journal of the American Medical Association in the internal medicine variation of it. So the JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association, is actually a very well-respected journal. And they did a study, and this was the University of Hawaii in conjunction with the University of California doing, and it was a cardiologist involved as well as a cancer researcher. And they were looking at, because there hasn't been a lot of studies looking at weight loss with intermittent fasting, they wanted to have a look at that. So this is called the TREAT trial, and it was a prospective randomized trial, which is what you want. You want it to be a trial where they're looking forward, and they were looking at people that had a BMI of 27 to 43. So they were in the overweight and obesity category. And these people, they were split into two groups. One group was given an intermittent fasting regime. So that was a 16-8. So we're eating for 8 hours a day, fasting for 16. And the other group was given 3 meals a day. Now, they weren't given a lot of structure around what their food intake was to actually be. So it wasn't like they were given a personalized meal plan or anything like that. It was more that they were allowed to eat as they wished during their hours. So with the group that was instructed to eat 3 meals a day, they were allowed to snack between meals. With the group that were doing the intermittent fasting, they could eat however they wanted between 12 p.m. and 8 p.m. every day. And they were to completely fast from 8 p.m. till 12 p.m. the following day. So that's 16 hours. And only water and black coffee or tea were permitted outside of their actual eating window. So it's a pretty standard sort of intermittent fasting kind of set up. And it was a really interesting study for a couple of reasons, because I think they thought that there would be good weight loss in the intermittent fasting group compared to the group that were just eating normally, like three meals a day plus snacks if they wanted to. And what they actually found is that the weight loss between the two groups was pretty similar. And it was not much. It was pretty similar. There was the difference in weight was what they call statistically significant. So they lost around less than a kilo each. The range was 0.2 of a kilo to 1.68 kilos. So that's not really very much. This was over a 12-week period of time. So it was pretty significant. Just to give you some comparison, when I work with people for 12 weeks, I would consider between 10 and 15 kilos of weight to be pretty standard. In the group that were eating three meals a day and they could eat snacks, they had not really a statistically significant decrease in their weight. So around 0.68 of a kilo. And the range was negative 1.4 kilos. So sorry, 1.41 kilos of loss to 0.05 kilos of gain. So virtually nothing. And what was interesting though, and this was an unexpected finding, was that when they looked at the body composition, so when they looked at fat and muscle and bone and all of that sort of stuff, there were some pretty interesting differences. And what they found was that people doing the 16-8 actually had way more fat loss, sorry, the other way around, way more muscle loss than fat loss. And this is really important. They found that around 65% of the weight loss was actually muscle. And generally speaking, when we're looking at weight loss, you tend to get around 20 to 30% of the total weight lost being muscle, not 65% of the total weight loss being muscle. And yeah, the people that were in the other group that were eating three meals a day plus snacks if they wanted them had what the typical expectation was. So 20 to 30% of the total weight loss being muscle. So this was really quite a surprise. And they are now wondering, like, does time-restricted eating or intermittent fasting actually increase muscle loss for a reason? Like, what is going on here? Because one of the problems when you get this significant muscle loss, and we see this a lot in those low-calorie diets, like the 1,200 calorie a day that I've often bang on about, I really hate, and the research has showed again and again and again, is that when there's this significant amount of muscle loss during a weight loss program, there is a really positive and strong correlation with weight regain in these people. So that yo-yo effect. So this is really interesting. And we don't know from this study why this has happened, why they've had like a significant increase in the muscle lost when they've done these analysis. So that's, you know, another kind of avenue for researchers to go down. Now, like with any study, there are going to be limitations. And some of the limitations that they've talked about is they don't have self-reported measures of energy or macronutrient intake. So macronutrients are your carbs, protein, and fat, and energy is your calories. So they didn't get people to measure calories and get people to measure their macros. And so they don't know whether that maybe should have been done, that maybe that would give a little bit more of a standardization between the two groups if they know that the macros were similar, if they know that the calories were similar and they still got that big reduction in the muscle, then that might make a little bit more sense, but they don't have that information. So they considered that a bit of a limitation of the study because we don't know if that was actually what happened there in terms of the difference in their food intake, particularly protein. And they're sort of postulating that perhaps that excess lean muscle loss was because the protein intake during the intermittent fasting wasn't enough for the body's needs. So it's really important to look at all of these other factors. So again, they're kind of saying, well, we need to do more study, which is exactly, you know, what research is all about. We want to repeat the outcome over and over and over again. That's when you know that something's been proved. But I thought it was really interesting because I would have expected possibly for the intermittent fasting for there to be some weight loss, there to be some given the positive research in the longevity space and in a number of other things, I thought that it would have been, you would have been expecting a more positive result, but there wasn't. So there's still, I think, in terms of what I have seen and read, that the three meals a day, no snacks, is still getting us into fat burning zone. We know that this will burn fat preferentially to muscle tissue because what we are not wanting, particularly when you're a woman in perimenopause or postmenopause, where you're already in a state where your muscle, it's so difficult to keep your muscle mass that we want to retain as much muscle as possible for our long-term health and well-being, that having three meals a day, no snacks, still seems to be the gold standard. So I hope that's been useful to you. If you've liked this episode, please subscribe, write me a review. I would love that. I hope you're having a good day and I will see you next Tuesday. Thanks so much for joining me today on the Ageless and Awesome podcast. If you like today's episode, make sure you click the little plus button if you're on Apple Podcasts or the follow button if you're on Spotify so that you get each new episode delivered to you every single week. If you like free stuff, then head to the show notes and click the link to receive my free Radiant Reset Hormone Detox Guide for perimenopausal women. Or if you'd like to continue the discussion, head over to Instagram and DM me at Susie Garden Wellness. I'd love to connect with you.